The psalmist says something that I will not hide your righteousness from the great congregation. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I will not conceal in my heart your righteousness. Praise God. In the year 1989, I had my first visitation from the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In what Paul himself describes as a third heaven experience. Praise God. Paul says that I was caught up, you know, to be with the Lord, whether in the body or out of the body. But he was speaking about an experience in paradise. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And I had that experience. But you know, as a child, a young man, you don't want to, you are ashamed because some of these things are very way out. Praise God. Paul said there are some things that he heard that are unlawful. Things that are what? Unlawful for the ordinary man. Unlawful because when men hear these things, they are like blasphemy. Praise God. But anyhow, these things must be spoken in these last days. Because it says that nothing that is hidden that shall not be revealed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, people have written me over the internet that I should slow down the speed, the way I speak. Many people, particularly the culture, the white people, they tell me when I speak too fast. You know that, you know, they have to take a bit of strain to follow me. Praise God. So I had that experience, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And God told me that I was not supposed to conceal that thing, but I'm supposed to share it with my brethren. Praise God. Mm-hmm. I must declare it before the great congregation. I must declare the righteousness of God. Because in reality, God is righteous. Hallelujah. God is righteous and he has given us something that is way beyond our comprehension. I'm telling you, there's a kind of glory and a power within you, unlimited access to God. When I say unlimited access to God, I mean unlimited access to everything that God is. It's all concealed within the gospel. Everything. And you'll be so shocked. Now the first experience is shock. You are so perplexed. Praise God. And that experience is so shocking, so real. Praise God. When you walk in the reality of the Lord from heaven, when your eye, when you say I, it is the Lord saying I. Praise God. And that is where he has come to lift us from. I've experienced it. Praise God. And God said, I experienced it so that people, I can share it with the brethren. Paul says, what I receive from the Lord is what? I give. Praise God. Freely I receive and freely I give. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now there's something that we heard today, very interesting, from our brother. He spoke about examining yourself to see whether you are gathering with the Lord or you are scattering. Praise God. And strange enough, I already put down a note on something I want to share today. So you can see how connected the Spirit is. Let's quickly turn to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Are you there? 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
It says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Praise God.
Amen.
Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves, how that Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. Now, you know what it means to be a reprobate? Somebody who is out of his senses. Somebody who is not in the right senses. Praise God. Somebody, like you can say, you can use the very crude word, somebody who is mad. Who's out of his mind. So now you can see, it says, examine yourself to see whether you be in the faith. And what is the examination? Is it that I go to church on Sundays? Is it that I say Jesus is Lord? Jesus is Lord. What is the examination? He states it clearly here. He says, prove your own selves. Know ye not for your own selves how that Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. You can understand what the test is. The test is, do you know that Christ dwells in you? Praise God.
Amen.
So you can see here that the examination, the level, the examination that you can see set before you is to examine yourself to know whether you have that revelation, whether you have that understanding that Christ dwells in you. Now, this is the whole purpose of the gospel.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you know, if you have believed and you know without a shadow of doubt that the Son of God dwells in you, you have passed the test.
Amen.
Now, if you still look out for another hope outside of yourself, if you are still looking for something outside of you to come to save you, if you are still looking to the skies for another Jesus to appear, you have missed the mark. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it says that what you are out of your senses. Hallelujah. So you can see, like a jigsaw puzzle, everything is coming back into place.
Amen.
We are beginning to see the whole picture now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. He says that don't look outside. Don't go to look unto Jerusalem. Don't look to the skies. Don't look to the deep for anybody to come to save you. It is your confession. I have believed, therefore have I spoken. I have received from the Lord and I believe the testimony from the Lord. Therefore have I spoken. Therefore have I confessed. By your confession, you are either justified or condemned. And when you confess in the right way, that is what will lead you into the salvation of the ages. Your confession, your ability to confess the Christ is what will what? Usher you into a world without end. A world of pleasures. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
A world of unlimited access to everything that God is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Christ dwells in you. Hallelujah. And when you hear the voice comes to resurrect the Christ in you. Praise God. Now, you can walk without a shadow of doubt, knowing that the Son of God, who is one with the Father God, dwells on the inside of you. Don't you know that you are the temple of God? and God dwells in you. Have you noticed that the emphasis is in you?
Hallelujah.
In you. In you. What is the kingdom of God?
In me.
In you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, knowing that Christ dwells in you is not just enough, because what the Spirit does is to educate you on the nature of Christ. Christ has a nature. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when we recognize the nature of Christ, which in reality is our true nature, as the Spirit of God places a mirror before us, and we see that true image of the Christ, we are transformed day and night into that same image. Now, the transformation here is in the mind.
Amen.
Because the way he is the way you already are. Now, it's just the mind that tries to play games with us at times. Praise God. That's why he says you should renew your mind daily. And this is what your salvation, this is what will lead you into the salvation of the ages. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So we are very much admonished to receive this word with seriousness. Who is Christ in you? Paul describes him as a celestial man, the man from heaven. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ says, I am from above. Now, who are the dead that are from beneath? He's speaking about those who walked in the ignorance of who they were. I am from above, you are from beneath. Mm. Now, the I that is from above is who you are.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is your true nature. Now, Jesus Christ says that before Abraham was, I am. It is written that by him all things were made. Now, if you are him, you can see that your existence is before even this world
was created.
You can see that your existence is an existence that is not a material, a physical, a terrestrial existence. If you know the true nature of Christ, you begin to understand that you are not born.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You know Jesus Christ was not born of a woman. Somebody said, but Mary gave birth to Jesus. But you could see that, you know, even when Mary walked up to Jesus at a stage with the brethren, he told them plainly that that wasn't his real mother. Very offensive, is it?
Yes.
Offensive to the natural mind. Hallelujah. But he was speaking by a revelation. Before Abraham was, I am. And obviously, Mary came out of the loins of Abraham. So you can see, Jesus was not born of a woman, meaning that you too are not born of a woman.
Amen.
You can see that you are pure spirit. You know the brother that came from Novara? That brother is now in London. And I shared, well, in those early stages when I was sharing with him, he just got a revelation and told me, Trevor, that means I was not born.
Amen.
And when he spoke like that, I trembled. Because what he spoke, you could see that he got that one directly from God.
Oh, yes.
It was not a man that gave him that kind of word.
Hallelujah.
He said, Trevor, that means I was not born.
Amen.
That's what he told me, you know, his eloquent voice.
Yes.
He just told Trevor, that means I was not born. You are not born.
Amen.
You are from eternity.
Amen.
You have a nature that is pure spirit. Hallelujah. You are one with God. Praise God. In fact, in your true ascended state, it is actually the Father.
Amen.
God. Praise God. Now, when you hear the glad tidings, the gospel is here to raise you up.
Amen.
Back into that state. Because you put on a form. Now, all this is all agreement. You put on a form that is lower than your true form. Praise God. You put on a nature in this world that is lower than the nature of angels. Praise God. Even Jesus appeared as a natural man. Jesus was tired on several occasions. You know that?
Yes.
He was hungry on several occasions. He too was scared to lose his life. He too suffered some of these things that men suffer. Praise God. But the difference was Jesus was able to locate his true identity. From the moment he was baptized, the Jesus that was born of Mary was dead.
Amen.
And when he came out of the water, what happens? This is my son in whom I was.
Well.
That voice never came before the baptism.
No.
Today we are baptizing to Christ by faith, and you can begin to walk in the reality of being sons of God in this generation.
Amen.
And when you begin to walk as sons of God, the quality of your life will improve greatly.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You now begin to walk by that same power that created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
Do you know that you are the creators? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But in the transgression, we have been fashioned after the creature rather than the creator. We fashion ourselves to be the creation rather than the creator. But now he wants to do what? Lift you up. Praise God.
Amen.
So that you can once more walk in that same alpha power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Now he says that by Christ all things are formed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you look at it properly in the book of, you don't have to read that, don't go to, we don't waste time. In the book of is it Timothy, he says that, First Timothy, he says that the end of the faith, hallelujah,
Amen.
The end of it all is what? Love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith on
faith.
Faith on faith talks about unlimited, unhindered faith. Unlimited faith.
Yes.
Praise God. To him that believes, all things are
possible.
And he says, with God, all things are
possible.
So he's trying to elevate you back into your place in God.
Amen.
You sit in heavenly places in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Know you not that Christ dwells in you? This is the announcement. This is the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And something interesting happened when an angel appeared to shepherds that were tending the flocks to announce the arrival of Jesus. Let us read this thing together. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, I'm going to just start from, I know you people know these stories, praise God. And they are very good fairy tale stories, amen?
Yeah.
You use this thing to make a lot of decorations and a lot of good parties and, amen? And I tell you, if somebody invites me out for Christmas, I'll be the first person there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And I can take my children out on Christmas to see the Father Christmas. And I enjoy these things, praise God. It's all part of it. But you see, now you will work with a different level of understanding. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Luke chapter 2 verse 8. And it says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. You know that song?
Yes.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, praise God, which shall be to all people. Now you can hear that word. To all All people. Praise God. When God says all, you better believe it. We might not understand it in our own human understanding, but believe it.
Amen.
That this good tidings is for all people. Men. Everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he goes on and says that, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, living in a manger. Hallelujah. Amen. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Praise God.
Amen.
Now what we just read now is a summary of what God is doing in your life.
Amen.
Praise God. Because the Lord will send an angel, a messenger,
Amen.
With the gospel from above.
Oh, hallelujah.
Isn't it written that how wonderful are the feet
of those
that bring good tidings?
It is.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, you can appear as an angel to people. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's what I've experienced. Not listen to anybody's testimony. I've appeared in places where people saw me as an angel. I've even appeared in the dreams of people as an angel. Why? Because of the message.
Amen.
Why? Because of what? The message that I carry. Hallelujah. Because this is not a message of man. It's a message from God bringing the good tidings. The very best of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Announcing the gospel. Bringing goodwill towards the sons of men who are languishing away in the great tribulation or in the transgression of Adam.
Amen.
Because all men are what? Perishing, are dying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't matter the kind of makeup we have on the outward, the riches we cover ourselves with the glories of this world. All men are perishing. Dying, you will die. It's a continuous state of sinking away from the life of God. People are dying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he has come with good tidings, comfort. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To all peoples of the earth, to men. Peace. This is what will give you your peace. This is what will give you your stability. Hallelujah. And he says what? This very day unto you. Unto you a son, oh, hallelujah, praise God, is born. You remember the prophecy from Isaiah?
Yes.
Chapter 9, verse 6. He says what? Unto us a child is
born.
Unto us a son is
given.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Hallelujah. The Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now I want us to understand something. When you read these things, there's a tendency as a human being to look at it as a historical event of something for the future. But if you can hear what the messenger is saying, in your manger, this is your manger, your lowly manger, hallelujah, in your lowly manger, within you, a child is birthed, hallelujah. But the womb that can receive this seed, the womb that can birth this child, first of all, has to be a virgin. Secondly, has to know how to receive and believe by faith.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, what is a virgin? A virgin is a one that has not known man. Is a one that has not been defiled with the doctrines, with the beliefs, with the convictions of men. Do you know that the problem, the things that contaminate us is what the way we
think,
what we have believed? Amen?
Amen.
You know, up to this day, every man has been feeding from what the Bible calls the knowledge of good and evil. It's a tree. These are spiritual concepts. Mm-hmm. This thing is littered the world today. The world feeds from that tree. Mm-hmm. It's human knowledge. Knowledge from the natural mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is what has multiplied your sorrows and your pain. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And men have been defiled by all these things. It's the way you have believed, the lies that you have received, that plunges you into your many problems and your many sorrows.
It's tomorrow.
Praise God. So first of all, you have to divorce yourself from those things and become a virgin. Number one, the most powerful way the devil gets people is through the church. Praise God. First of all, through religion. Religious doctrines. That is where Satan has his power hold, his stronghold. That's why the book of Revelation calls it what? The synagogue of Satan. It's a church, a garden of what? Of Satan. In reality, this whole world is a synagogue of what? Of Satan. Now, Satan is not somebody with a fork and knife, with a long fork and a tail, who's in hellfire dancing and all that crap. No. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou knowest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. You can see that the knowledge of Satan and the knowledge of man, now I'm talking of the natural man, is the same thing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see, when you look at a natural man, you're actually looking at the devil made manifest in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the way God manifests himself in the flesh,
like,
the devil also manifests himself. It's a spirit of ignorance manifesting himself in flesh form. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So what you can see, this whole world is littered with devils.
Everywhere.
Yes, you have devils all over.
Left and right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God because that the comfort has come now.
Amen.
The comforter. Good tidings. Hallelujah. Receive the word today. Because in you, a child is born.
Amen.
A son is what?
Given.
To as many that believe, he has what?
Given.
He has given them the power to become sons of God. To you, a son is what?
Given.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So you can see the whole thing coming around. We are beginning to take shape. Hallelujah. He has given us the power to become sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. To as many that believe, they shall not perish. God so loved the world that he has what? Given again the son. And the son is given unto you.
Yes.
You bear the son in you. You are, this is your manger, hallelujah.
Amen.
And in you a son is born, is made manifest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? Because you have received the gospel, the glad tidings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 14 says, O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. Hallelujah. Look at what it says. It says, lift up thy voice with strength.
Mm-hmm.
Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. This is the good tidings.
Amen.
Revealing the mystery of Christ in you. Behold your God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what the evangel we hear, you know, we hear of the Evangelizing is not, if you don't accept Jesus Christ, you go to hell. Amen. You carry a tract, walk up to somebody, give your life to Christ. Amen. So that you don't go to hell. Praise God. I want you to understand something. Through the Son in you, you can escape the powers of hell. You see, hell and the grave, they are one thing. Hell is where the worms don't die. Hallelujah. Praise God. The grave is not something that, listen to me, Sister Queen. God bless you. The grave that you see out there in the cemeteries, they are all parables. There's nobody inside there. Amen. There's nobody in those graves. Those are all what? They are parables. Amen. The grave, the real grave, is the ignorance you are buried in as a man. Because all men are already dead. Hallelujah. All men are already buried under the dust. In Adam, all
died.
Dust you are.
Dust.
Have you seen when they bury people? What do they say?
Dust to dust.
You can see that was the first burial, Adam. It's a spiritual thing, because after that burial, you could see Adam was walking up and down. But what you are seeing there was just a dead body, no substance. Adam forgot that he was the Son of God. Adam forgot that he was one with God. Adam forgot that he was God. And he started to roam the earth like a vagabond, looking for money and, you know, duping and, you know, struggling for survival. He lost all the knowledge. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But he says now he has come now to give you the power.
Amen.
And it comes by hearing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Your faith comes by hearing. This is why the angel must announce. The messenger must announce. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Somebody's doubts this. You know, I shared something like this some months ago. And a sister from, I think, Argentina, South America, came to meet me later. Yeah, and she was quite troubled. She was wondering that, am I saying there are no angels? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Quickly turn to the last chapter of the book of Revelation. The last chapter of the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 22. God bless you. Verse 8. And I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I had heard and seen them, I fell to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am a fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them who keep the sayings of this book. Now, you can see an angel appeared to John. Praise God. And when this angel appeared, I had one experience like that some years ago. A very vivid experience. And this was a kind of rainbow kind of personality that visited me. Now, when these things come to you, hallelujah, you must understand that in this universe, there's nothing apart from Christ and God. Christ or God, whatever you call it. In this universe, there's only you. You can appear as an angel. You can appear as a man. You can appear as a son. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are different manifestations of the Lord. But the Lord can appear in any way. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord can appear with a crutch.
There's a microphone now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's just tell the phones. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
So the Lord can appear in any form He chooses to. The earth and the fullness is filled with His glory.
Amen.
There is only one person that lives, and that's the Lord.
Amen.
He's appearing. Hallelujah. Now, when the Lord appears as a sinner, you see somebody as a sinner, it's only a state of that, the function of that person's mind at that moment. So he appears as a sinner, as a thief, or as a whatever. See, but when the mind
is transformed,
is now, he will now discover that that is God.
Amen.
There's nothing like a man, there's no other being apart from God.
Amen.
He's the one that fills all in all.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. And you see, life can become easier now when we now begin to hearken to the voice of the Spirit, which is actually, the Spirit is only doing one thing, which is to gather you back. I think we spoke about the gathering. He's gathering you back into this one personality, which is the Lord.
Amen.
And that is where your glory, your rest, your peace,
yes,
see, your stability comes from.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you do not know that Christ is in you, you are reprobate. You are like that, you know, the madman of the gatherings.
Yes.
See, what happened to the madman of the gatherings? People have tried many ways to solve his problems. The deliverance ministers have been there to try their deliverance. The pastors have preached the greatest, you know, messages for them. The institutions of moralism have tried for him. The prison service have tried to chain him, but the Bible says he was so strong that he broke up the chains. And this madman, or rather somebody in a reprobate, degenerated state, was going about the place naked, cutting himself with objects, bruising himself, and crying and shouting among tombs, among graveyards. He was always in the graveyard, naked. Now, who is the one that's naked?
Oh my God.
Remember Adam? What happened to Adam?
I'm naked.
All men, if you don't have the revelation of righteousness in Christ, you're already naked. If you still feel yourself to be a sinner, separate from God, unworthy of God, you are still naked. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And you see, He's here to clothe you. That's why it says that to him that overcomes will I give a garment. A white what? Garment. It's to cover you so that it reaches up to the foot. Hallelujah. So this madman, this reprobate man, was also among the tombs. That is the graves. Now, what is the tombs? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was his habitation, among the tombs. That is among the dead. Praise God. And can the dead praise God?
No.
Do the dead know God?
No.
If you do not know the Christ in you, you are dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You see, when you know this thing that is within you, you can never die.
At all. Oh.
You can lay down your life.
Jesus.
You can't die.
Thank you.
You can only just lay down this life and move on. You can't die.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
Look at the letters of John and Paul.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
See, and Peter. They all said that they are about to lay aside their tabernacles. Have you observed it?
Yes.
Why? Because these people had the revelation of their true identities.
Amen.
So they were not dying. They were laying aside their tabernacles and moving on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those ones, you don't go there to cry and mourn. Oh, somebody is dead. No. They don't need all that. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
So he was among the tombs, and the Bible says that no man could solve the problem of that person. I tell you today, no man can solve your problems. No pastor can solve your problems. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
What the pastors will do to you is to try to, once you get there, they give you a little evidence and you now become a slave to them, and you'll be there forever looking for one healing after the other, you are never coming to the place. Always learning, but never arriving the place of all power, all knowledge. Never coming to the knowledge of the truth,
yes,
that the way it is the way you are. That is the end of the faith. Yes. To know for sure that you are in him and he's in
you.
Every other thing that testifies against this is the lie of the devil.
Antichrist.
Hallelujah. That's Antichrist.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So this man had to now become submit to Christ. Hallelujah. And you can see that he was now in his right senses.
Yes.
And having the
rest.
He was dressed up and everything. And what happens when the men saw him? They were afraid.
Yes.
When you begin to get back to your right senses, they'll begin to be afraid of you.
Yes.
And they go behind your back saying all kind of things. And what did they do to Jesus?
They told him to leave.
They drove Jesus out of there. You can see what men like darkness more than light. When you begin to preach the truth, you will not be loved because they want to remain
darkness.
In darkness, where they can make their gain and all that, and oppress people, and you know, praise God. Hallelujah. Very important we understand this. Now, you guys are so cool today. Okay, yes, okay. We thank God for that. I thought you get worried out here. Hallelujah. That's why at times some people have to say amen. Yeah, they attack the pastor say yes, the message. Yes, today is a very it's quite different, praise God. So Peter, what Christmas is saying is that in your manger a child is born.
Amen.
Unto you a son
is given.
This is the gift of God. We exchange gifts on Christmas, all of us. This gift that we are exchanging is actually the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
We distribute these gifts. You see, my wife, when she's here, many times she speaks about gifts. He has given us gifts. Isn't it written in the book of Ephesians?
Yeah.
He has ascended up and he has given gifts to men. These gifts are actually gifts to lead you, edify you unto the knowledge of the Christ in you. To build you up into that one man. Praise God. That is where the salvation, it comes by faith, by hearing, by knowing. Praise God. And then things can now begin to work out. Those of you who say that your poverty is after you, with the faith in you, you can defeat all those things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Those of you who have marital problems and all these things can be defeated.
Amen.
By the awakening of the Son of God in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With the power, the creative power within you, you can create wealth. Now you can create peace. You can be satisfied because you are the creator.
Yes.
He says that I make all things new. Now nobody out there is making anything new for you. It's your awakened consciousness. When you awake, the Father consciousness in you makes all things new. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. It's all right now as you hearken to the voice of the Spirit. Remember that the Son that is given to you is the one that enters into Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, which is called the City of Peace. Stillness, peace unto the children of men.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Joy, gladness, tidings, glorious tidings from above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us receive it as we enter into the season, eating with our friends and popping up the champagnes and whatever. As you do these things, remember the Christ that is in you.
Amen.
Amen. Or maybe I shouldn't have mentioned champagne. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
It's part of it.
You know some people when they hear that, they say,
by mentioning some are delivered.
The pastor says the pastor said champagne. The pastor says champagne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Can we stand up?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Blessed be your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are no more reprobates. We are not no more insane, but he has given us the mind of Christ.
Amen.
So that we can confess our equality with God.
Amen.
Because in reality that is what we are.
Amen.
Praise God. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Amen.
The carnal mind that's in the man of this earth who does not have the light of God, considering it robbery to say that you are equal with God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But Jesus Christ says that, your own Bible, your own word says that you are God. But they didn't understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But thank God, because he has given us light.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Some people will mock at you. They say, look at him. He says that God is inside you. Mm-hmm. We hear all these things. Amen. They will laugh at you.
Of course.
Amen. But it's normal. Jesus Christ says that they will mock at you.
Mm-hmm.
It is written in the Bible. Jesus Christ said they will laugh at the Son of Man. They will be mocked.
Yes.
They will mock you. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because you've gone ahead of them like Joseph.
Amen.
And you have the revelation that they too are going to still come to receive.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But that time they receive, they have to be on their knees before you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Yes, bless Lord. You,
blessed be your name.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your word.
Amen.
The power. Hallelujah. The word that came today, before even Jolly came, was keep the fire burning.
Amen.
And Jolly came up again and said, keep the fire burning.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So you can see, we have to keep the fire burning.
Amen.
Keep the zeal for this knowledge burning.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. There are some days that are quite, cloudy days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where things are a bit like this. You know, I experienced those days too. Praise God. But you must strive for the faith.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let circumstances quench the fire. Praise God. Stay on so that you can reap the reward.
Amen.
Get the reward of what you are doing now.
Amen.
And what is your reward? He says that I am your exceeding great reward. God is your reward.
Amen.
That is your crown of life.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Jesus, let me pray.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.